Okay, I'll talk real fast. My father-in-law's a diplomat, and when I first started doing business, he worked also in New York at the United Nations as a diplomat. And when I used to come back from my first days out being a business development person, I said to him, "It's very frustrating talking to the government." He said, "Well, that's because you're asking them to do something for you. You need to figure out what their problem is and solve their problems." So there's my recipe. That's my secret sauce. I find out what the government needs. I ask the questions of what problems are they trying to solve. And then I use my vision, which I seem to be blessed with, maybe too much, and I try to articulate it in a way that they can digest it, and I share that with them. Second question. I am definitely not I'm making a constructive criticism, and I'm decrying the need for a policy. A great military strategist once said, "In the absence of strategy, everything seems like a great idea." So can't have a bunch of great ideas, need to have one direction. And so I'm a participant in the process, and I'm asking my government to look at examples that are out there, United States being one, with Space Policy Directives 1 through 4, the resurrection of a National Space Council, and very focused activity to be a spacefaring nation. And I looked at that at the National Space Symposium and said, "I hope my country gets its act together like that, because then we can play in space too." Okay, so that's how I see it for Canada. Assumptions and biases. I'll be quick because I think I've already exceeded 1 minute. John Lennon wrote a song with Yoko Ono called Imagine. Imagine is not something you just dream about. Imagine is a deliberate call to action. You imagine something, you envision it, you articulate it, you make it reality. And like Steve Jobs said, "Why are you doing it that way?" And people said, "Well, that's the way we've always done it." He said, "Well, that's the wrong reason." So there's a lot of things we do in space that's because we've always done it that way that needs to change.